Then release your fears, Mace Windu,
Yoda retorted.
You know the mantra. You know the truth. Fear leads to anger.
To hate, then to suffering, said Mace, nodding. It leaves us vulnerable to the dark side. Yes, I know. And I know I have to control my emotions, especially now with the dark side surrounding us. I am trying, Yoda. I am...
Ha!
Said Yoda, and slapped his meditation pad.
Do or do not.
There is no try, Mace finished with a wry smile. You're right. He rubbed a hand over his face. I'm weary. It's no excuse, but I am. He looked it. Ever since Geonosis, he had pushed himself to his limits, left those limits behind, and kept on brutally pushing. He felt the pain of every lost and wounded Jedi. Every Republic defeat was a stab wound through his heart. Despite his own severe self-discipline, Yoda worried for him.
If rest he does not, Yoda thought, kill him this war will without spilling a single drop of his blood. Your mentor I have been, Mace,
he said gently.
Your friend I am now. To your fears you must not surrender. The dark side this is attacking you. Fight it if you must. For need you we do. Need you I do. Defeat the dark side alone I cannot.
Mace breathed in deeply, then let out the breath in a slow, shuddering sigh. You're not alone, Yoda, and you never will be. I will never let the dark side win. He sat up straight, fresh purpose in his face. Grievous is a slippery customer. If we chase him, we are more likely to lose him. We're going to have to get him to come to us. If we blockade the Bothan system, broadcast our presence there. Yoda pursed his lips, considering that.
A lure you would make of our people?
It's risky, I know, said Mace. But Grievous is arrogant. If we dare him to come after us...
Resist temptation he might not. A bold plan this is, Master Windu.
Bold and risky. But we've been on the defensive against him long enough. It's time we took the fight to him. More wry amusement lit Mace's strained face. Even if it's in a sneaky, backhanded way.
Made his move upon Bothui, Grievous has not,
Yoda murmured.
Ready to attack it, he might not yet be. Your plan could force his hand to our advantage.
Mace shook his head, his momentary enthusiasm dimming. The only problem is, we're already fighting separatist fires on too many fronts. Our resources are at their limits. Yoda stroked his chin.
Three new cruisers at the shipyards of Alantine 6 there are.
Earmarked to patrol the mid-rim, yes, said Mace. Once Ki-Adi-Mundi comes home.
No, deploy them instead to protect Bothui we must.
Under whose command? Said Mace, frowning. Neither of us can go, we're needed here, and we can't spare anyone from their current campaigns. As for Obi-Wan, even with our best healers working on him, he won't be fit enough for at least... Sudden understanding dawned, and his spine snapped even straighter. Anakin? Yoda, I don't think so. He may be the chosen one, but that doesn't make him ready to command a battle group. Yoda swallowed a sigh. Mace might be right. But this was war. There was no such thing as the ideal time for a promotion.
Acquit himself well on Christophsis, young Skywalker did. Allow his past on Tatooine to interfere with his mission there, he did not. Matured, he has.
Mace snorted. I noticed precious little maturity in him when he spoke to the Council earlier.
Worry for Obi-Wan, that was. Disappoint us, Anakin Skywalker will not.
Mace unfolded from his meditation pad and restlessly paced the small chamber. Yoda, are you sure?
Sure?
Half closing his eyes, Yoda sought in the Force for some sense of rightness about this decision. Fought his way past the pall of the dark side to the still light place wherein he'd dwelled most of his long, eventful life.
Sure of anything can anyone be in these troubled times?
He shook his head.
Right, I think I am. But before a final decision I make, speak to his former master I will.
Swinging around from the shaded window, Mace stared at him. Now? Yoda, he's not strong enough. you heard what Vokara Che said. He nearly died.
Nearly is nearly, Mace,
said Yoda, and with a grunt got to his feet.
Strong enough he will be. No, does Obi-Wan Kenobi, that desperate times these are.
Mace nodded slowly. It was almost a bow. Whatever you think is best, Master. There was no best about any of this. There was only what they could do at any given moment. Yoda summoned his hover chair and went to see Obi-Wan.